Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, former dean of the entire business school at Temple University, and he is one of the great economists of one of the most recognized economists and respected economists on the planet, and the dean of small business information with his index, his small business index, small businesses index of the index of small business optimism. I'll get it out right in a minute. He's our good friend Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you. Always good to be back.
Good to have you here. So I'm going through your report, and I got nothing, almost nothing but up arrows.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's the index went down about a half a point, but
other than that, but how did it go down if the other, if all the other stuff went up?
Well, not everything went up.
Just about.
Just about. But we had one major decline in the percent of owners who thought their real sales were going to be higher.
Right.
And, that's all it takes. I mean, there are 10 components, and that component went down 8 points, expected higher real sales. Still at a really high number, because, I mean, it just went out of sight after the election, so it shot up so high. And so now it's still a very nice number, but it lost 8 points, and so, and there are 10 questions in the index. When you take the average, that alone accounted for a decline of 0.8 point.
Mm.
So it would have taken it down 0.8 point, and then the other stuff went up, and so the net decline was just 0.6 point, which is not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So well, everything's looking good, especially earnings. Our earnings measures keep showing better performance, so we're happy to see that.
Well, you were talking about small businesses concerned about, their sales. I wrote a piece about this recently.
I just saw that. I haven't had time to look at it, but I just saw you mailed it to me.
Yeah, I just wrote a piece on it. It's called Wall Street Has Eaten Sour Grapes and Main Street's Teeth Are Set on Edge. And one of the comments I made in the article, Bill, was unlike Wall Street, who's as you know, their exuberance, their valuation is based purely on emotion, not on any kind of new financial information, right? But I said, unlike Wall Street,
we really haven't seen anything, that says that earnings are going to improve. And
what would make expected
earnings that determine the value of the stock?
What would make them go? The Dow go up 15% in 3 months. And so what I said was, unlike Wall Street, a small business can only spend what it takes in from serving customers. Our top line mana falls from customers, not from mania or manipulation. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that's right.
That's what your people are telling you, isn't it?
I think the main reason that the stock market went up was that everybody's expecting a major cut in corporate taxes. So those are all corporations. They're not flow-through organizations and partnerships and so on that we have out on Main Street. They're corporations. They're expecting a big tax cut. And so that reflects in after-tax earnings that are looking to be higher, whatever else was going on. And so the market went up.
Well, exactly. And but yet out here on Main Street, your people are saying, we're excited too, but our customers aren't. And our customers are excited, but that doesn't mean they're leaving us more money.
Yeah, they're a little more excited. We do see sales improving. That's good. And we see a little bit of improvement in the profit index, which is good because it's been, in the doldrums for years and years and years now.
But if you had, if there was something in the economy to cause the Main Street to go up 15%. We'd be off to the races right now, wouldn't we?
We'd be off to the races. That means GDP would really be growing. The job numbers would be much stronger. Yeah, it would be looking a lot better.
And that's what I'm worried about, Bill, is that before that actually happens, if there's some other kind of an interruption, the stock market could have a setback and take all the rest of us down with it.
They could. I expect the stock market to have a setback. You know, my net worth bubble approach says that we're just really in territory we've never been in relative to the amount of output we produce. So we have lots of net worth according to the Federal Reserve, but we don't have much more output to buy. So the ratio of net worth to GDP, gross domestic product, the stuff that we make, historically, we used to be about $3.50. Now we're over $5, where we've never been.
Hold on to that thought, Bill. Quick break. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.